Blog Talk Radio.
Show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, landline, Facebook, Twitter, or like I said, online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Now, I know I haven't been on the show for a few days, but there's just so much going on, guys. There's so much going on, and but you know, if you're on my list, my show list and all this, you know exactly when I'm having a show. And even people who are not on my show list, they've gone online to my show, and they get alerted through the show when I do post up an episode. So either way, people know when I'm up and running on the show. I see there are a few people on the show and a few people who are joining the show. So thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome again. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live. And then if you'd like to give a comment or give your opinion on today's episode, just press the number one on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the air. And I will gladly put you on the Again, it's 516-531-9483. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm, PA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Have a great show for you today, a great topic, I believe. And, hey, we're going to kind of, let me do a couple of things before we get started. Now, right now, again, it's raining like crazy here in the ATL. And right now it's 71 degrees. The high today was 74. And it looks like it's going to rain throughout the night. Okay, tomorrow also we have thunderstorms, Friday thunderstorms. I mean, every day up until I have the weather from today till next Friday. So I have like 10 days of weather, and each day has thunderstorms. No sunshine anywhere. But they did say that it was going to rain for the next 6 or 7 days. Consecutively. All right. So it looks like it's going to rain all throughout the night and into the morning today. So, hey, indoor activities, right? Indoor activities. All right. And so let's get with our today's word of the day is Risorgimento. Risorgimento. And, again, I don't come up with these words. They send me a word every day. So this is the word of the day. Risorgimento. Risorgimento. And that's how you pronounce it, because I'm listening to the lady tell me how to pronounce it. It's spelled R-I-S-O-R-G-I-M-E-N-T-O. Risorgimento. And it's a noun. Okay. And the definition is the 19th century movement for Italian political unity. The 19th century movement for Italian political unity. The second meaning says a time of renewal or renaissance. That's what I like. A time of renewal or renaissance. So that's your word of the day, Risorgimento. Again, there are more people joining the show, and thank you guys for tuning in. Today's episode is entitled Ways of Cheating on Your Partner Without Having an Affair. Ways of Cheating on Your Partner Without Having an Affair. And you know, I came up with about 7 ways, okay? I'm sure there are many, many, many more. But to get through today's show, I've come up with about 7 of them. And I think they're pretty good. So, and I'm going to tell you which, you know, what I came up with. If you have more, call me and tell me what's on your mind. Or you can call me and comment on the 7 that I have, right? I'm going to go through them one by one and just kind of see how you guys feel about that. Now, this is not, and I emphasize not, because this is not a bashing of men. I'm not saying that this is just for men, because it's not. It's men and women. Now, all men don't cheat. All women don't cheat. Some men cheat, some women cheat. So this is men and women, okay? So don't send me all these emails talking about, Frank, you're just bashing men. Frank, you're just bashing women, whatever. This is not. It's men and women. This real stuff. Real stuff. I'm always 100% on my show. All right? So these are the seven ways. Number one, and I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to kind of elaborate on it, is some people, you know, when they're at home together, they're hiding using their phone. They may go in the basement, in the downstairs basement, in the downstairs bathroom. They may go in the outdoors, in the backyard. They might go outdoors in the front yard. They might go in the garage. They might go out to the car, anywhere to use the phone, okay? So why not use the phone inside? Why are you not inside using the phone in front of everyone? Because you're hiding, okay? You're hiding using your phone to make a phone call to someone that you don't want someone else to hear you talk to, right? And you know, when you're doing that, you know, that's your prelude to an affair, right? That's sometimes a prelude to an affair, or it's, you know, you already are having an affair, and you know, and you have to you have to run outside to make that phone call, so you can keep things going with that affair, right? Number two, some people like looking online for dates, or you know, trying to find a date online, trying to find a woman who they can date online. And all they're saying is that you're not looking out, you're not going out to a bar or to a restaurant, to a nightclub or something like that to find find a woman and eventually date her. You're going on some of these dating sites to find someone to date. That's another way of cheating on your partner. Okay? Now, when I say having an affair, I feel like when you have an affair, it's intimacy involved. It's sexual. Okay? It's sexual. Now, finding your date for, you know, an online date, you know, it may turn into a sexual thing, but when you, you know, when you first get out there, it's not. All right? The third one is complaining about your mate to another woman or another man. You know, when you complain about, you know, how things are going with your wife or how things are going with your husband, you're telling them that, you know, I'm not in love with her anymore. I'm not in love with him anymore. And, you know, we don't even sleep together anymore. I sleep on the couch, he sleep in the bed, she sleep in the bed, I sleep on the couch. Whatever. Okay? That's a way of cheating on your partner. Going and complaining to someone else about them. Okay? Number four is you talk about confidential things to another man or another woman. What I mean by that is, you know, you're at home and you're talking amongst each other. This is supposed to be a confidential conversation that you're having with your partner, right? I tell my wife everything. That's my best friend, okay? But, you know, and, you know, hopefully she does the same thing. But because that stuff is confidential between us, I don't expect her to go out and say something about it. And she doesn't expect me to go out and say something about it to someone else. Okay? But that's a way of cheating on your partner. Okay? You go out and talk about confidential stuff that only you and her or her and him should be talking about. Right? Again, this is not just about men. It's not just about women. It's about men and women. Number five, looking at others. What I mean by that is, I wanted to find a good example. It's just anywhere, okay? You walking through the mall, you're holding hands with your partner or whatever, and you notice that she's just staring at this guy that's walking towards us. She's just staring, you know, and she's following him with her eyes. Okay? That's, you know, like I said, cheating is not just about intimacy. Okay? It's not just about, you know, getting in bed with someone, having sex with someone. This is a part of cheating. Okay? You know, and men, you know, you might have the dark glasses on or whatever. And, you know, some men even do something like, you know, you're walking with your girl or whatever, and, you know, you come up to a crowd of women, or four or five women, you know, walking towards you or standing there talking, looking your way, and you see a couple of nice-looking women there, and you're holding your girl's hand, and y'all walking straight towards them in the mall or whatever. And you start to kind of slowly pull your hand away from her, like you may be trying to go in your pocket or whatever. But looking at other women or looking at other men for long periods of time, or even some people are like, "God, man, that woman is beautiful. Oh, God, he's fine," right? That's what women say. He's fine. Men said too, she's fine. But that's not good to your partner. That doesn't sound good to your partner. That doesn't look good to your partner. Okay? Then number six is, and again, guys, 516-531-9483. You can call me. Give me a couple of your, you know, ways of cheating on your partner, if you have any. But these are a few that I came up with. Number six is, you know, sometimes it's clothes that they wear to work. Clothes that your wife wears to work. You'd be like, "Man, you gonna wear that to work?" Yeah, I'm wearing this to work. What's the big deal, man? You got a skirt on that's halfway up your leg. You know, you got a blouse on or a shirt on that's showing a lot of cleavage. You know, and you're gonna wear that to work. And, you know, men are the same way. You know, I don't want to talk about men, but men are the same way. You wearing something, you know, some kind of cologne or whatever you do to go to work. And, you know, that's the deal. I mean, And some women, they don't even wear these things when they're with you. But they'll wear them to work because they're sharing at work. I'm not saying they're sharing themselves, but they're sharing at work, right? They want to be seen at work. That's number six. And number seven is checking in with your partner. And what I mean by checking in, and these things, some of these things may seem weird, but it's serious. You know, it's serious. When you know, you're out and about, you know, I'm going over my partner's house a few hours. I'm going over and watch the game. And while you're there, you know, you watch the game, a few hours go by, and then you say, man, let's go down here to the bar and shoot a couple of games of pool. Then you go down to the bar and you're at the bar for, you know, but you hadn't called and said, you know, hey, babe, we just finished watching the game. We're going to go down to such and such, have a couple of beers and shoot a couple of games of pool. That's checking in. And women do the same thing. You know, they do the same thing. You don't know where the hell they are. They're gone for hours. And they don't even check in. At least check in. You may not tell where you are. You may not be truthful about where you are. But at least you're checking in just to let them know that you're chilling. And you may not be chilling, but at least they know where you are. At least they got an idea where you are. Just to hear you call. Y'all with me? So, and that kind of stuff is our ways of cheating on your partner without having an affair. I haven't said one time out there where you go and y'all get together and go back, go to a hotel or a motel or back to her place or back to his place or whatever and have drinks together and, you know, and next thing you know, we smoking cigarettes. So that's, and a lot of people think that it's okay, but it's not okay. It's not okay. I guarantee you, your husband or your wife or your girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever will not agree with you going to work or wherever, and you guys and you going to work and you're talking about, you know, the fight we had last night. Or going back to work telling confidential stuff about your life, to you guys' relationship, or just about them. And people tell you something in confidence, that means you don't tell. You know, some people tell you something and say, I don't give a damn who you tell. Then some people tell you something and they'll say, hey, Frank, it's just between me and you. That means don't tell. Okay? It's a cousin on my wife's side, and she can't hold water. You can tell her something. You can tell her something right now, and you say, "This is just between us." Next thing you know, she's somewhere. She's telling her sister or telling someone about it. She can't hold it. Can't keep a secret. You know. And you have to, you know, when you tell someone something, you may not know at that time that they can't hold water, but they're going and blabbing. You be like, how she find that out? Oh, I told such and such, and then you cut them off. You don't tell them anything anymore. Not things that you want to be held confidential. That's what I'm saying. And then let me tell y'all something. I don't know. I think that's another show. Okay? I think that's another show that I'll do another day. Maybe tomorrow I'll do that show. But, like I said, men and women cheat on their spouses all the time, or cheat on their girlfriends all the time, or cheat on their boyfriends all the time. They just don't know it. And it may be all the more innocent to them. But that other person that's sitting on the other side of the table, not to them. They're sitting there thinking, you know, imagine this. And we got just a few more minutes on the show, but imagine this. You're sitting at a bar or a nightclub or whatever, and this beautiful lady, and she says, let's say it's me. She says, "Hey, Frank." She doesn't say, "Hey, Frank." She doesn't know my name. She just says, "Hi, is it anyone sitting here?" I'm like, "Nah, no one's sitting here." And she sits down on at the bar right next to you. Then she orders a drink. And then she asks what you're drinking. You know, I got a little Jack Daniels and Coke. Oh, Jack Daniels and Coke. And she starts to, you guys start to get into a little conversation. Okay. And then she starts to tell you that, you know, she had a long day at work and, you know, I'm not going home yet because my butthole of a husband is there. And, you know, as soon as I get home, we're just going to start to argue. You know, I'm getting so tired of this. I'm getting sick and tired of what's going on at home. Okay. Number three, complaining about your mate. That's exactly what she's doing. She's complaining about her husband. Okay? She's complaining about her husband. And you might say just that. How is that cheating, Frank? It's cheating because Frank hears this. Frank's mind start to turn and start to thinking, because although Frank may not be single, but Frank's mind started thinking that, man, she's having a rough time at home. And she's telling me that she's having a rough time at home. So if she's telling me that she, why is she telling a complete stranger that she's having problems at home? Why is she doing that? She's doing it for a reason. Okay? The same way men do. Do the same thing. okay? But there's usually, I guarantee you, 8 times out of 10, there's an ulterior motive behind that. I guarantee you. It may be those two times that it's not. But if you're going to sit there and listen, and she says something like that, there's an ulterior motive right there. And men pick up on that just like that. Women pick up on that just like that, and they run with it. And then, you know, the next thing you know, we may not run out and get a hotel room and hang out together for that night. That night. But I'm going to ask for her contact information. Right? We're going to exchange contact information. And then what's going to happen after that? What did I say number one was? Hiding using your phone. You're going to start hiding, calling her. Can you talk? Or you sitting there texting, can you talk? Are you busy on Friday? Can we meet somewhere Saturday? You want to talk? Because what she did, what did she do tonight? She talked about, and then, like I said, it's cheating without having an affair. It leads to the affair. But it's cheating without having an affair. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Hey, that's all the time I have for today. Join me tomorrow. Same time, same place. Right here. The Frank Williams Show. I have a great show for you tomorrow. Don't miss it. 6:30. Same time. Same place. Hold them bands down. Hey guys, stay dry. Who told you come around? See you tomorrow. Get that trap sound. Designer. Gold. Fast. Show. Trap. How. Made it. Gold. Control the bag now. No need to brag now. No need. Hey, put the mask down. We living fast now. Finest. Finest. Rose. We can go. We can go. Gold. Keep watching me. We're pop. It'll be real and pain. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Ooh, 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 ooh. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, then I steal it, watch me flip it like a fire guy. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a dick, check, get boogies, they sit on my lip. I don't regret, yet I'm betting I don't got a debt. You crawl when you wrong, you can't ball, let me breathe. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you breathe. Me. Democracy, you wanna copy me? Watch. Life's Monopoly, go copy some.